Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Congratulations today, James, on this. We said it was workmanlike. It was like it was just get the job done. Yeah, this first half, two goals.
It wasn't fun to watch, was it? Let's be honest.
No, I think it's been a good game, but I think the two goals in the first half were welcomed.
Yeah,
Ellie Kelly's goal certainly welcomed.
Yeah, definitely. I was disappointed with the second half, especially. They've set up in the mid block, and we know how to play against teams when they're in the mid block, and we just didn't do it. We didn't play with any real tempo. We didn't draw them out. We didn't get them to gamble and set any traps that we usually set. It was just a little bit like, I think the girls, no disrespect against Preston, I think they knew that they were just going to win, but listen, people come down and watch us. People come and pay and watch us. It needs to be better for me in that second half.
Preston were always going to come out firing, I think, in the second half. How crucial was it, Ellie Kelly's goal, given the fact they just hit the bar and missed a guilty chance moments earlier?
They did have chances. And you know, listen, we're going to look at the result and we won 3-0, got a clean sheet and that. But for me, it's the little bits of details that, like, you can't be happy with. And I wasn't that best pleased with some of the performance. It needs to be better than that. We've got two massive games in the next couple of weeks. And these games are probably going to decide the league. We wanted to have an emphatic performance today where we go out, and it just didn't really see that. We need the older senior players stepping up in big games like that. And every game should be a big game for me. So a little bit disappointed with the performance today, but listen, the result's the result.
We've given player of the match to Chelsea Patient, actually, because one of the things that we're thankful for is, you know, a lot of things that Preston were offering, she was cutting out. And then towards the end, I was surprised in my commentary. I was like, a free ball attempt to Chelsea Patient.
Yeah.
We're on another amazing run. But I think the back line did a decent enough job today. And Carrington as well.
I think so. It's good to get Carrington back in today. Proper out-and-out defender. But I half wanted to give her a try as a CDM today as well. I've been looking at her in training thinking, you could play in there. But that's just me getting obsessed with everyone being a midfielder. But yeah, listen, good to the back line today. I think Chelsea Patient was quality. Like, there's a few times there where their nine's gone through on goal and last-ditch tackles. But I think my disappointment comes from, I don't want to be in that situation. I don't want the defenders. When the defenders are getting man of the matches in a 3-0 win, that makes me feel a bit like, ugh, we were playing how we were supposed to play. But it's one of them. We go back to the drawing board and we go again. Big games the next couple of weeks coming up now.
Yeah, next up, obviously, is it's a mammoth game, isn't it, on Sunday. Cheadle Town back in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're through to the semi-finals in Argyle Plate. Can't say that for granted, but the league is the bread and butter and the crucial stuff this year.
100%. No disrespect against the Plate. Like, we obviously want to win it. But the league's where it's at. Like, we've mentioned this, and I think mathematically we pretty much put it to bed. Like, not mathematically it's sealed, but we win these next two games and it's...
It's cursing away the next one.
Yeah, it's a long way back for some of these teams to get near us, providing we win these two next games. So for me, it's crucial, and our preparation's crucial. And I think disappointed today, I think, because there's a few players out there that this is it's almost a shot window for these next two games. Like, am I going to start? Am I going to be massively involved? And I think a few of them kind of let themselves down a bit today.
Big game this weekend, FC United taking on Cheadle Town
here
at Broaders Park.
Yeah.
Get yourself down here, dear listener. It's going to be a mammoth occasion. But like you say, it's part of a doubleheader with Curzon away the following week. This is it, isn't it?
This is it. Not to put too much pressure on the girls, because we've worked it out that we can still win the league by losing another two games because of where the positions are in the league and the numbers. But you don't want to do it that way. You don't want to win the league knowing that one of the other teams has turned you over a bunch of times in the year. And that's just a personal thing for me. I want us to win. I want us to win comfortably. I want us to play our football and put on a good show for the fans.
Good stuff. Well, James Mulville, women's team manager, big congratulations today.
Cheers.
Through to the semi-finals of the Argyle Plate.
Cheers.
And a big good luck in training this week. And catch up next Sunday.
Cheers. Thank you.
See you soon, mate.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.